In my search for the perfect cranberry sauce, the missing piece in my Christmas, I'm obviously missing the point. There is so much pressure out there, isn't there, to make a perfect Christmas. I wonder if you've experienced something like that pressure. If not over this Christmas season, perhaps through the course of 2016. If not over cranberry sauce, perhaps another part of your life. The pressure and expectations to live a seemingly perfect life is all around us. It is a deep and moving pursuit in our culture. It's expressed in the pathos of the top 10 songs. It is expressed in the passion of the top 20 advertisements, and it is expressed in the conviction of the top 30 films in our cinema. The pressure, the expectations, the striving. The expectations we place on ourselves can be very high, but what is worse is the expectation we place on the significant people around us, our friends, our children, our parents, and perhaps even our spouse. How easy is it to strive to find the missing piece? How easy is it to find ourselves with so much to live with and so little to live for? I wonder if in our expectations we have for ourselves is too high. On the flip side, I wonder if we have a really low expectation of God. The message of Christmas is not creating the perfect Christmas. It is not about creating the perfect conditions. The message of Christmas is that God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. The message of Christmas is that the God of the universe became vulnerable. The message of Christmas is that the God of the universe became killable. The message of Christmas is that our source of our search finds its fulfillment in that little baby, Jesus. Our strivings robs us of the joy Christ brought the first Christmas. Our expectations deny us the true peace. Into our strivings, God sends Jesus. Into that place where we are looking for the missing piece, P-I-E-C-E, Jesus sends us, God sends us the Prince of Peace, P-E-A-C-E. He leaves us a message of peace for each other. So, my prayer for us as a church today is that amidst the presents and the crackers, amidst the laughter and the turkey, tinsel and Tia Maria, amidst the cranberry sauces and trees and slamming doors and people bursting into tears without any warning, amidst all this and more, that God is present and walks freely into our ordinary lives, bringing shalom, peace, P-E-A-C-E. God is with us, Emmanuel. Like any great gift, we have to reach out and receive it. This morning, I was woken up early. Some people in our house got presents, but some people had to reach out and receive it. Seek him.